In my last minute, I explained how groups of shoppers can have a surprisingly large impact on key performance indicators like conversion rate and stars. If you only focus on individual shopper counts, you may be getting a misleading view of performance. Metrics like conversion rate will shift significantly when groups are taken into account. But the real problem is those metrics will shift differentially. In other words, it isn't just that the conversion rate will change if you measure groups. The important part is that conversion rates will change differently by store, by section, and by daytime part. That means that when you compare conversion rates without accounting for groups, you may be getting the wrong answer. And since all measurement is ultimately about comparison, group impact on key metrics becomes very important. So, how do you measure groups of shoppers? In one sense, it seems pretty obvious. We measure shoppers who are shopping together. Since we're tracking full journeys through the store, that seems like it ought to be easy. As with most real-world measurement, though, it's harder than it looks, particularly when you try to account for all the edge cases. Shopper groups rarely stay together for their entire visit in the store. It's not unusual for people to enter together, split up, rejoin, split up again. That means that while they're in a group in terms of store conversion rate, they may or may not be a group when measuring statistics for any particular section. If a couple walk into the store together and head to footwear, and then they split up with one going to women's and the other to men's running shoes, are they a group? And in what context? They're a group for the store, but probably not for the section. On the other hand, what if they both spend 5 minutes in men's running shoes, and then one of them goes to women's running shoes? Now they're a group for men's running shoes and the store, but not for women's running shoes. It can get complicated. To classify shoppers as belonging to a group, we rely on a few basic measurements. The most important is time and close proximity. Under normal circumstances, people who aren't shopping together don't spend more than a few seconds in close proximity. So any two people with significant time in close proximity are probably together. But there are exceptions. Have you ever been seated next to someone in a shoe section? Or shopped the same aisle section as someone else for a minute or two? Probably. So in addition to measuring time in close proximity, we measure distance moved and sections in close proximity. People who are shopping together will nearly always have multiple sections in close proximity. If we're trying to decide whether people in a single section shopped as a group, we look at distance moved in close proximity. Finally, for both the store and section, we look at whether people entered and exited in close proximity. Entry and exit together are great indicators that the shopping was effectively done as a group. By combining those metrics, you can be pretty confident that you're getting an accurate read on the number of shopping groups at both the store and section level. And getting shopper groupings right means being significantly more accurate in getting key metrics like shopper conversion rate and stars correct too. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.